I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, and you know one of our mantras, big issues, big guest. Senator Pat Toomey will be with us momentarily. And Senator Toomey is in the center since the last time we've had him on. The action when the Senate is finally back in there around guns, background checks. And to me, this is the, I know CNN has this 7-hour climate extravaganza on tonight, but Walmart making the decision they did, Kroger now doing it, and some smaller ones. This is a big deal where we are, or where people perceive we are, when it comes to gun rights. All right, so I'm going to ask Senator Toomey about that. You've seen the ads recently, too, where he's being called a captive of Big Pharma. You tell Senator Toomey to stop protecting these big drug companies. All right? That's out there. But I'm going to ask him if it's okay, Dan, you know, to settle one of our sitcoms here in a second. Let's go to Senator Pat Toomey on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we got this big field of 64 sitcoms here. There's a lot of reasons why this happened. All right. I'll give you a match. Let's see what Senator Toomey. I don't think this will bother anybody in any part of the state. I Dream of Jeannie versus Happy Days.
So I just want to make sure I understand the objective here. It's just straight up, which one's better?
Yes.
Oh, I got to say I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh, I thought you'd go Happy Days. Happy Days
shocker
was a shocker. A shocker. All right, we have to put that in the column tomorrow. It has a Senate resolution behind it. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, Senator, let's talk about, and I saw several things the last few days, last week or so, about your talks with President Trump, which I assume are ongoing, the Toomey Manchin bill or some iteration of that. The issue right now is people are pretty fired up today. They're very wary because of what's happened now with Walmart and their shift on what they're going to do with ammo and everything else is really causing a reverberation. So that's one side of it. On the other side, we're seeing people that want something done that's been simmering for a while. What can you tell us is going on in the Senate? Does it depend on the president or Mitch McConnell?
Well, I think ultimately it's going to come down to the president. Mitch McConnell's been very clear. He'll put a bill on the Senate floor if the president supports it and is willing to sign it. If the president's not willing to do it, then I think Mitch McConnell's going to say, what's the point? And nothing becomes law in this country unless the president signs it. So why waste the time and create a spectacle? Now, you're right. I have been speaking with the president pretty regularly, and you know the Walmart thing is a good example of I think a mistake in policy, because you know where is the acknowledgement, where is the recognition that the vast overwhelming majority of people who are buying ammo or firearms for that matter use them for perfectly legitimate and legal purposes. That's the distinction that I've made from day one, Dom. What I want to do is make it harder for criminals and people who are dangerously mentally ill to get guns. And it's not possible to absolutely guarantee that they can't get guns. Of course, a determined person is going to find a way. But it is possible to make it more difficult, and that's what our background check legislation was always intended to do. And I'm not going to support any of these measures that restrict the freedom of a law-abiding citizen who doesn't have a dangerous mental health issue.
Okay, let me ask you, because I haven't looked at it in a while, and I'm sure it's tweaked in your mind, at least going back and forth in these discussions. I'm very wary of the red flag laws. Okay. Does Toomey Manchin address that?
No. We were silent on red flag issues. That's a separate debate.
Okay.
And I think you should be leery about it. I think there is a case to be made that it can be done properly. But, boy, you better be really careful, because you can easily imagine how this could be abused and how people could use red flag laws as a way to harass or punish somebody who should not be subject to any restrictions.
Right. Senator, let me ask this, and I know you have a great staff and you two are on top of the details. Is there anybody that you can point to in these mass shootings or whatever terminology we're using that would have been stopped by Toomey Manchin? Have you looked at that? You can point to something and saying, there's where the hole is, it would have stopped this.
I think there's a case, and I think the case is the Virginia Tech shooting of some years ago. But, Dom, your point is a valid point. I have said all along, there is no panacea here.
Right.
And if Manchin Toomey passed exactly as we wrote it, does that mean that we're not going to have another mass shooting? It absolutely does not mean that. But as a general proposition, is it a good idea to make it hard for violent criminals and dangerously mentally ill people to go out and buy a firearm? I think that's a reasonable proposition.
Okay. Let's go back, if you would, then, the heart of it, if you could encapsulate it, because it's been quite a while, I think, since I got that phone call. I'll never forget it. It was 9:30 at night. I'm in the Barco Lounge, and I look, it's Pat Toomey talking about what you were going to be putting out there and what you knew would be some of the reaction of some constituents. What's the heart that this would do? What loophole, or what does it exactly do?
So the heart of the idea is to require background checks on commercial sales. And we define commercial sales to include gun show sales and sales that follow from internet advertising. So that's the idea. Currently in Pennsylvania, as it happens, we require a background check on every single handgun sale. It's completely universal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you sell a handgun to your wife, you have to go and do a background check with a licensed firearm dealer. We do not have that mandate on long guns, on rifles and shotguns. Unless you're a licensed firearm dealer, in which you have to do a background check on every single transaction with no exceptions. So our idea was, when you have these transactions occurring on essentially a commercial scale, you ought to do a background check. We do not, our bill Manchin Toomey was not universal. A private transaction would not require a background check. I mean, to friends, family members, your neighbor, your buddy at work, that's a one-off transaction that would not require a background check under Manchin Toomey. But a commercial scale operation, like at gun shows and over the internet, those would. And by the way, we added to the legislation a number of provisions that enhance the ability of a law-abiding citizen to exercise their Second Amendment rights. I'll give you one. We have many of them, but one quick example. You know, a Pennsylvanian who goes hunting in another state can pack up his firearms, his ammo, and in complete compliance with Pennsylvania law, put it in his vehicle, and head off to this state. But maybe he has to pass through several states on his way to, I don't know, Maine, wherever he's going hunting. And every step along the way, if he stops to get gas or checks into a motel, he's got to worry about whether he's in compliance with the state that he's in at that moment. That doesn't make any sense. You know, so what we said is, if you're in compliance with the laws of the state in which you live and from which you departed, you're fine. You don't have to worry about every step along the way. There's things like that were also part. But the big controversial idea in Manchin Toomey was requiring a background check on all commercial sales.
Do you believe there's enough support in the Senate? Do you have a sense of that? And it just depends now essentially on the president, that Mitch McConnell, if the president wants to do this. The NRA is in opposition to this still, unless you've had conversations where they're willing to compromise on it.
So I don't want to get into the details, because the conversations are confidential, but we're talking about some variations and some tweaks that I think would get the president on board, and that would help us bring enough Republicans to get to the 60 votes you need in the Senate. So I think it's very unlikely that we will pass Manchin-Toomey in the in its original form, you know, exactly as it was introduced and as it was voted on back in 2013. That's very unlikely. But there are a number of ways that, a number of variations that might be possible, mm-hmm. and that's what we're discussing now, Tom.
Okay. Now, I've seen these ads. They're ubiquitous almost. You call Pat Toomey and you tell him right now, stop protecting Big Pharma that's out there. When I thought the whole thrust of Trump, and I think you also, is to be looking at ways to lower prescription drug costs.
Yeah, you've never heard me argue that the government should fix prices.
Right.
And that's, I think, a very bad idea, and I think there's ample history to prove that. And that's what this is about. There was a bill that was considered by the Senate Finance Committee. I serve on the Senate Finance Committee. And there are two big ideas in the bill. One is, you know, if you are in Medicare today and you participate in Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug benefit program, there's a very small percentage, but not insignificant percentage of people who can have catastrophic out-of-pocket costs. If they have very high medicinal consumption and it's expensive drugs, their costs, despite the fact that there is a lot of coverage, there are circumstances under which you can end up still having very, very high costs. So one of the things the bill does, it redefines the benefit so that that can't happen. It puts a cap on your out-of-pocket mm-hmm. cost. I think it's $3,500. Nobody under any circumstances in Medicare Part D could have out-of-pocket costs more than $3,500 or $3,600. And so that scenario of a, you know, absolutely ruinous out-of-pocket disaster, that goes away. I think that's a good idea. I think that's a good redesign. That's broadly supported. But in addition to that, our Democratic colleagues insisted on a provision that would essentially cap any possible price increases on medicines in this part of Medicare. Part of the reason Medicare Part D has worked so well, and it's worked well from the taxpayer's point of view, by the way, the cost has been considerably less than what was projected. What other government program can you think of, Dom, where the actual costs have come in below mm-hmm. what was projected?
Right.
I can't think of any.
No.
But Medicare Part D has worked because there's competition. And what our Democratic colleagues want to do is simply put caps on the rate at which prices can increase. And my concern with that is that will just cause a spike in the launch price, right? The initial price. If you can't mm-hmm. increase your price because the government forbids it, then you'll just start off with a higher price. So I think it'll be ineffective, and it's a bad idea, I think, for the government to be setting any prices. And, by the way, what problem are we solving if we've already eliminated the risk of catastrophic costs for senior citizens?
Well put, Senator. Thank you. And I guess this will be imminent one way or the other when you guys get back, right? Manchin-Toomey or something like it. Do you think we'll know?
Well, we're having intensive conversations. We don't have a solution yet, a legislative consensus, but we're trying to get there. I think you're right. I think we'll find out probably sometime this month whether we're going to get an agreement or not.
All right. Well, Senator, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.